get for your money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, sitting here with Becky Ivins.
Well, good morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Becky. Now, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, pricing your property, and the market's shifting, so we definitely need to talk about the market shift.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things in the news about what's happening in the market. It's been, of course, headlines because things were... Prices were just going up, 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 weren't they?
Well, they were. Now they're not. And the interest rate is, we expect it to go over the Feds to increase their interest rate again this month. So that's not going anywhere. Everyone thought the interest rate was going to come down.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, collectively, everybody's wrong.
You know, it's funny, there's a human tendency that when we see a like pattern, we think it's going to keep in that pattern forever. Like they were, the federal interest rate kept lowering, lowering, lowering. And so it felt like, well, it's always going to be low.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, and as humans, most of us are kind of like the little ant in the rubber tree plant, right? We've got high hopes.
We have high hopes. Yeah, that's exactly right. If you want to join the conversation today, the number's 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000.
Mark, I've got a Casa Perico certificate. Actually, I've got two. So if someone wants a free lunch at Casa Perico, call in and be a part of the show.
That's great. Great incentive for that. So what's the biggest difference in pricing when it comes to the market we are now in?
Have you ever tried to run downhill?
When I was a kid, I don't try anymore.
No, because when things are going down, and I'm not saying everything's going to drop and it's going to bottom out, but definitely on the downward trend as opposed to the upward trend in pricing. Well, you have to get out in front of that so that your house looks like a better deal and is a better deal than the other houses. You don't want to just ride all the way down. You want to jump out in front, have some aggressive pricing. And we did that this week with a house and sold it. And it really was already a really, really good buy. And the owner of that property said, well, Becky, what should we do? And I said, you know, this doesn't make any sense at all, but let's take a $5,000 reduction in price and it will come up on everyone's radar again. So that works, and it did work, and sold it the very next showing. It's just it kind of stood out as a good buy.
Yeah. Well, I know when I talk with, especially on the listing side, it is you always have to be aware of your competition. And to know, how does a buyer see you? Are you the good value? Well, are you the stretch up? They can stretch up and get the extra features at that price.
There are so many more houses on the market right now. And during our break, you should like take a little gander at the numbers. I know you watch numbers just like I do. But so much more inventory right now that there's a lot of choices for buyers. So you have to pinpoint your price. Sometimes pricing strategy is different for each property, different parts of town, different locations within a neighborhood. The pricing strategy is a little bit different. And price ranges. I mean, if you're wanting to buy a house under $300,000, inventory is still really, really tight. Meaning there's not that many available. Mm-hmm. They sell pretty quickly. But you get up even as high as 350, and there's a lot more glut in the market there. And when there's more to choose from, the prices are not as strong. So you have to, each individual house, look at it like that.
Yeah. I know that, like, one of our buying agents, Joe, and I both had clients looking for, this was a month or two ago, we were looking for the same kind of thing that was They needed to be under 250,000. They kind of really wanted a little gated community that they could live in, and kind of one of that small niche community. And there is just not very many on the market that's there. Now you jump up to 325 to 375, and you have a lot more choices.
Well, a lot more choices, yeah. Which means that price range is going to come down. Anytime you've got more sitting on the shelf, the prices are going to stabilize and probably reduce.
So are there natural trends in the year as far as when prices have a tendency to be higher and then kind of ebb back?
Yes. Prices typically are higher in the spring. And when I say spring, people go, well, when should I put my house on the market? Well, if you want to get through the winter, say we're in the fall, which we're not. I realize we're in the heat of the summer. But if you want to put your house on the market and it's November, well, you could put your house on the market in November. It depends on what's driving your move. Maybe you have to be somewhere to take a job or something. But if you get your choice, if you're wanting to wait till after the first of the year, everybody always says, well, I'll put it on the market after the first of the year. My suggestion is that you be ready in a typical market, be ready to put your house on the market by Valentine's Day. Because if the market is good at that point, be the first. Get out there before all the other houses get on the market. And there's a lot more inventory to choose from.
Well, that is a huge key, is knowing the competition that you're up against. A lot of people, I mean, we all see our houses from our perspective, but you're going to have a buyer coming in looking from the buyer's perspective, and they're not looking just at your house. They're looking at 10 other houses.
Well, and buyers look, you know, appraisals are kind of funny that way, because people will go, well, my house ought to appraise for this or whatever. And to do a market analysis is so different than what a buyer looks at. Because when you determine what your house will sell for, what it's likely to sell for, use comparables within your own neighborhood, ideally. Mm-hmm. And you compare the features of what has sold. And then in markets like this, your competition is almost as important as your what we call comps, comparable properties that have already sold.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So you end up having to get the properties on, well.
You have to get them. I think where you're going, I believe, was like, you know, you have to know what your comparables are. That how does that buyer see this X house over here on 125th Street versus yours on 127th?
Right.
Type.
Yeah, and the thing is that the buyers aren't going to look only in one neighborhood.
Yeah.
An appraiser looks in your neighborhood only to see if there's any comparables there. They look in your neighborhood. But a buyer is going to look in a school system, a part of town, a particularly type neighborhood. Like, I used to live in Rollingwood 21 years. That's where we raised our kids. And the thing is, I advertised that I sell trees, because we had big, majestic trees in that neighborhood. Very solid. Yeah. And when you have big trees, it looks like a stable neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
Because it's been there a while. So, but there are little niches of neighborhoods that had nice big trees. And I knew where every one of them was. So if there wasn't anything available in Rollingwood, we would go look somewhere else, maybe Briarcliff or, you know, somewhere where there's great big trees.
Yeah. I talked recently to a seller that about knowing where the discussion is going to happen in your home. And here's what I mean by this: the discussion is that as they walk and they've taken a whole look around the whole house, what spot are they going to return to talk about how do they feel about that house?
Well, I train you guys where to go stand,
exactly.
Don't I?
Exactly.
Whatever their good spot is where you go stand.
So on the buy side, when we're working with buyers, here's a little insight into just real estate, is that you always take them to the spot that is just that spot in the house. Like if it's the backyard that's, you know, they have a beautiful pergola that, you know, that people just love, or if it's the kitchen area that just fits the buyer best, that's where you go have the discussion.
Right.
And to a seller's perspective, knowing what is that spot that they're going to look at that's going to make them go, wow, honey, this is our home. They're going to look at their spouse, their partner, their person they're with, or if they're just with their agent, or they're going to be looking there going, this is where I want to live.
You know, I've used that in reverse too. I mean, if I've got somebody that gets real excited about buying a house that I think is about to fall apart, take them to the worst spot and say, you're really willing to take this on.
Is this really what you want?
Yeah.
We've had those conversations also. And according, you know, you talked about the numbers. I already have them up on my computer.
Of course you do.
So we'll talk about them after the break when we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time to talk to our money man, Dean Riddell.
NMLS number 196895.
Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. How are you doing this morning, Dean?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing absolutely fantastic. Tell us, Dean, what's happening in the market?
You know, Mark, it's been a upward trend a little bit that we're continuing to see. I know you touched on it. Rates are in that 7%, 7.125 range today. I mean, it's no sight to end. Becky touched on earlier rates dropping. Well, first of the year, people were, you know, projecting, well-known people, the rates were going to slip in August or in May. That later became July, which is now end of year. So when we finance a home, you know, we kind of address it with, let's do what's right today. Don't sit on the sidelines and wait until rates drop. And should they drop, then we can readdress and look at refinancing at that time.
So when you're talking to those... Go ahead, Dean.
Well, it seems like a lot of clients, Mark, are playing the, I'm going to wait until rates drop, you know, and I'm not a fan of that. And I'm a fan of, if it's a, from the inventory perspective, from the price perspective, don't get in the bidding war. I'd rather see them get into the home today. And then should rates slip, then we can readdress it at that time and refinance.
Well, that was exactly the question I was going to ask you was, you know, there's so many who on your side who the big kind of stressor is when do they lock in the rate, right?
Right.
And so you're telling them, look at today's rate. It may be the best rate you see, right?
Today, absolutely. So if they go under contract today and they're in a, you know, if you remember, they're within a 30-day window. There's no charge, 45-day lock. It's still 45-day lock and a 60-day lock are still economical to do in a volatile environment. But, you know, part of my nature is I'm not a gambler, and so I take care of clients' money like it's our money. And so if they're within that 30-day window and the trend is upward, they need to lock that rate and put it to bed.
You know, Dean... PNC Mortgage back in the day did a big study on this, and three quarters, actually it was I think 0.78, so more than three quarters, of the people that did not lock their rate in when they made loan application, they waited to let it float and hope it comes down, but three quarters of the people ended up paying a higher interest rate when they...
Right.
Higher than the day they made loan application and could have locked it in. So, and not being a gambler myself, I always say I work pretty hard for my money, so I don't want to gamble it away. But making a good decision on that lock-in is good. I mean, you know, It's very important.
And you have to be transparent. You know, I commonly say when I teach like those CE classes that people don't know what they don't know. And so they go online, Becky, and educate themselves. Now they feel like they're an expert. People don't know what they don't know. And so when you get into the rate world of it, you know, we're getting prompts, we're getting alerts of, you know, the market shifting up, shifting down. I'm old school, Becky. I think you got to trust who you do business with. I think you got to have a relationship with that agent, with that lender, and your job and my job is to take care of them.
Yeah, and I mean, you can present and educate so that people can take care of themselves, frankly. So right. I like it when people do a little bit of research, but that research is so that you'll know the right questions to ask when you go to your expert. And I will tell you something, realtors out there, if you're listening today and you've not been to Dean Riddell's continuing education classes, I urge you to do that. I'm a numbers person. I love to work with numbers. And he makes sense of it for those of us who love numbers and those who do not understand the numbers and are not a math whiz or anything like that. So go to his classes. He knows what he's doing. He studied this. He's done it his whole life. So,
and if you want to reach out to Dean Riddell, his number is 405-858-7770. That's 858-7770. Dean, I'll give you one last word. Go ahead.
Inventory. Are we seeing it shift or shifting it down? Is it shifting downward?
Well,
that's a question I have for you. That's what I get asked every day, guys.
Upwards, definitely upwards. We're going to go into the numbers, but right now we have 5,000 active listings on the market. And about a year ago, I think it was about 1,900.
It's about 1,900. We sat at 1,900 for quite a while.
So 2.5 times as many houses on the market right now. So, that's why you have to be aggressive when you price your home.
Amen. Well put. All right,
Dean
guys,
Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. Thank you, Dean. Have a great day. Appreciate you.
You bet.
All right. If you want to join the conversation today, and the number is 840-1000. That's 405-840-1000. So we're sitting at about 5,000 on the market, Becky.
Right.
And it's according to the stats, it's saying there's about a 2.5 month supply.
I would challenge that because things aren't selling as fast as they have been. So,
yeah, and I would say that 2.5 months that is a month behind, because that is from the stats, what means it's last month's
right
numbers.
Right, exactly. And interest rates have not gone down.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense that we're going to run out of listings in 2.5 months. That's what that number means.
Right.
If nothing else is listed for the next 2.5 months, theoretically, mathematically, we would run out of listings. Everyone would buy houses. And since the market is slowing down, and what that means is that homes are not selling as fast.
Yeah, the average days on market is changing. It's still in a lower than average rate, because right now over the entire, and this is, again, it's about, the data's probably 3 weeks old, because when these stats come out, they have to bring them in and then they send them out. The average day on market was 32 days on market, compared to the same time last year, it was 16.
Right. And I will tell you, most homes were selling in the first 3 days a year ago.
And that's what skews that stats, is like new construction homes they put on the market way before the construction is done.
Sometimes before they scrape the lot.
Exactly.
That's the rule in the multi-list. Right. You need to have your, at least start the build before you put it in the multi-list.
Yeah. So you take that and because if you go the median, right now is still, it's 9 days is the median. So half the homes sell for in less than 9 days. Same time last year, it was 4 days.
Right.
So that's what we're seeing. We're saying, hey, we're just seeing these trends. We're seeing kind of this. What's funny is in January of this year, the median was 24 days in January.
And Mark, you know, I made a comment a little bit earlier about you have to be aggressive when you with your pricing when you put your house on the market. I want to discuss that when we get back after our break, because aggressive doesn't mean give your house away. It is a pricing strategy, and we need to get in depth on that.
Yeah, that is a big part of it, and we'll be back right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins, and it's time for our word of the day. Word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 405-728-3700. That's 728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Well, it's a term, and we're going to use list price or listing price because it's different in real estate than it is other industries. I mean, when you look at a list like by a manufacturer and they say, well, this is the list price. That's the price that they've projected it needs to sell for them to make a little bit of a profit and that kind
of
stuff.
Manufacturer's suggested price.
Right, right. MSRP, right? In real estate, it's different. The list price in real estate is the price at which you introduce the property to the market. And sometimes it sells for exactly that price. Sometimes it sells for less. But other times it sells for more, especially in today's market. So list price is different in real estate, is basically what I'm saying. And that's brought to you by somebody I have talked a lot with this week, which is Robbins Roofing. And if you've not talk to Robbins Roofing, you need to, because there's been a lot of hail. There's been a lot of wind. I mean, our wind got up to, 65 miles an hour yesterday? Yeah. That lifts those shingles right off the roof. So call Larry Robbins, 728-3700.
Yeah, this season I discovered that I am the first house on the row that is with the wind coming in from the west, which means my house is the wind blocker for the rest of the houses.
You have such a pretty house. I love your house.
I love our home too. It's just a fantastic, fantastic place. So I know, talking about list price, you know, when, you know, what makes a list price either go up or go down is kind of two factors: over the number of offers you have in and the time that's on the market.
Right.
That.
And sometimes when there's a pricing strategy where you price it slightly above what you think it's going to sell for, and other times so that you can have some room for negotiation and come down. That's not the market we're in right now. You've got to be very competitive on your pricing. And then other times, a lot of sellers want to have a big space between the list price and what it probably will sell for. And, well, we can always come down. I hear that more often than not. Well, we can always come down. Well, yeah, but if you price it right, the buyer can always come up. And you typically get more money if you go in strong with an aggressive price. Let's just say your house is, the numbers are pretty clear. It's worth about $280,000. Well, do you price it at $280,000? You could. And depending on how many homes are on the market in that price range, in that part of town, that school system, what your competition is, if you price it at $275,000, you're going to start getting offers. And those offers are likely going to take you up above what you would have ended up with had you started at 280?
The other big thing, like in that scenario, and it may be different when you know the individual details, but if you price it at 275, one of the things that I love is in that price range, most people are looking in $25,000 chunks. They're looking at 250 to 275, excuse me, and 275 to 300.
Right.
So if you price it at 275, you get both categories. You are the reach up for people who are looking at 250 to 275.
Right.
You're the value if you're looking for people who are looking at 275 to 300.
Right.
But if you price it at 280, you've taken out all of the people that cut off at 275.
They don't even know your house is on the market.
They don't know it's there.
Right. They don't see it. Now, I will say that that has changed some with all of the, you know, everyone's got a phone, a cell phone, and everybody can look up stuff. So, you know, I have clients, relatives, that will just look at all kinds of homes online that they have no way they're going to be able to buy those, right? But they go up higher and higher just to see what's there.
Yeah.
But they're not looking to purchase at a higher price than that. Now, back in the day, you know, when we rode dinosaurs to work, we would be able, you know, you got the Multilist book came out every other Friday, and you carried around this book that had listings in it.
So it came out every 2 weeks?
Yes, but we got a hot sheet, the in between Friday, and the hot sheet usually was about a page. Sometimes it was front and back of new listings since the last book came out, and black and white pictures. One black and white picture of the house. It was just unbelievable what we had to go through to find a house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you couldn't, like, go online to find out how much is it. You had to call the listing realtor to find out how much the house was if you just happened to be, well, my client wants to live in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
So many times my kids were in the back seat of the car and I would be driving through neighborhoods.
Driving through a neighborhood.
Looking for houses that had signs that might not be in the Multilist book, but you couldn't call the realtor, couldn't text back then. So it's easier now, and sometimes you get a lot more exposure because of the digital world that we live in, the electronic world we live in, to where you can set your own prices and kind of play. You can go to my website, just BeckyIvins.com, and you can get right in there and see live listings as they're put up for sale.
Yeah, and just this different, it's instant. You can go to BeckyIvins.com. You can click on search listings. You can put in what is like your criteria that you would want for your perfect dream home, and it'll notify you when that comes onto the market.
And you know, when you put in your perfect criteria for your dream home, a lot of houses come up, but then when you put that top price in, many times it's zero because you want more than what you can afford, right?
That's it. Another really neat tool that we have that you can go is you go to BeckyIvins.com. You can have a market analysis of your market around you. So if you put in your address in there once a month, you'll get an inventory list of what has sold around you. And so if you want to just kind of keep track of what's happening around your home, it's a great way to do that.
I love that tool because people do get to see what is the activity in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, we get to see it all the time, but our clients do not have that ready of access. You can just draw a line around the neighborhood, very jagged line if you want to, or a circular, whatever you want to do, and you can stay on top of what's happening.
Yeah, you can do it by drawing a circle this many miles. You can also do it by a certain school. You can say, I want everything that's within a certain school or a school district, depending on what you want.
Yeah. By the way, communicated with Barbara Corcoran this week, and she said to tell you hi.
Oh, well, that's
so
wonderful.
Yeah, it was fun. It's always good to visit with her.
She is a firecracker. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she is. She's funny, isn't she?
When we got to travel and meet her, and we did the new commercials together, and that was the first time that I had met her face-to-face.
Right.
And, wow.
I'm glad you went, yeah. Because she knows real estate so well. I mean, so she has a lot of knowledge to impart.
It was very, very good. All right, when we come back with more right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, we'll have your smoking hot deal right after this. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time for our smoking hot deal.
Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord.
Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn, on 63rd, just west of Meridian, and in Yukon on Route 66.
Well, you know what our smoking hot deal is. You're going to hold it open.
I will be holding it open.
It is 6812 Northwest 136th Court. Now, this is in a little neighborhood. The legal description is Westlake, blocks 23 and 24. Okay. Everybody knows it as Mayberry. That's the name of the neighborhood. It's a gated community. And it's just about, what, four little streets? Not that many houses in there. But this house is a really cute little house. It's about 1,650 square feet, and it's affordably priced at $270. Kind of that open plan, island kitchen, master bedroom off the back of the house, and then the other two bedrooms off the front hallway. So it's a cute little house. You need to go out and see it. The gates will be open so that you can be able to get in. Sometimes it's a challenge to sell a house in a gated neighborhood because nobody gets to drive by it because the gates are closed, right?
Right. This is located just south of Memorial on Rockwell in north part of Oklahoma City. And if you want to see this in virtual, you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on search listings. You'll see it right there. You can call us, and we will schedule a showing for you in person. Our office number is 405-722-3232. That's 722-3232. Or you can show up tomorrow between 2 and 4. I'll be there with an open house.
Yeah. So
there's our smoking hot deal brought to you by Casa Perico.
Yeah, I ate Casa Perico yesterday.
I did not eat Casa Perico this week.
Really? Well, I had a little scratchy throat. And so the hot soup, fish and shrimp soup, so good.
That's my favorite.
That broth is the best. I had them bring it to me in a smaller bowl this time. I said, you know, I just throw the rest of that away. So bring a smaller bowl of that stuff. And it was perfect.
Well, I would never ask for a smaller bowl, but.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't.
You do you, Becky.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
All right. So we're going to finish up here talking about pricing. So what are the biggest pricing tips that you would give? We have real estate agents that are listening to our show every Saturday morning. So what's the best pricing tips?
Okay. Things have to be taken into consideration when you price, in its condition, size, age, features. I mean, within the same neighborhood. Now, back in the 80s, we had neighborhoods that would started to be built in 81, and then we had the oil bust and it died off. No other houses were built for 10 years. And so in the 10 years, they started having the taller ceilings, the 10-foot ceilings instead of the 8-foot ceilings. So you have to keep in mind what you're selling, and the realtor needs to really pay attention to the style of the house, condition of the house, and you need to fix broken stuff. Have it really clean. you know, so that it's pretty. Declutter. Do you know something? We're putting together a declutter class with an organizer. So if you guys are thinking about downsizing or you just want to stay in your home more comfortably and you want to kind of declutter where you are, it's going to be free. I have not set a date for it yet, but just call my office. And
that number is 405-722-3232.
And tell us you want to go to that, and that way we'll let you know when we're doing it. I think it's going to be in September, probably the first part of September.
I know whenever we go and do conferences and you're speaking at different kind of convention conferences and you start talking about decluttering, that is the number one thing that people just resonate with over the need to just deal with the stuff, which dealing with all your stuff, I mean, affects the pricing of the home, but it affects your everyday just enjoyment of the home.
Right. So anyway, I just had to throw that in because it's free and it's fun, and like our organizer will bring a junk drawer and show you how to do a junk drawer, right? Everyone's got them, right?
That's exactly it. All those junk drawers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when someone's getting their house ready to put on the market, or they're thinking about putting it on the market, what is the biggest area that they need to look to fix, repair, make nice?
For a long time, you didn't have to fix your house up to sell it. Now you do. You've got to get it decluttered. You've got to price it right. And the pricing tips that we've been talking about are basically pricing strategies. And rely on a good realtor for that, because that's what we do. I mean, our job is to get you what you want. Most people want the most money. Every now and then, someone's timing is more important than money.
Yeah.
You know, but most of the time, people want more cash, more bottom line.
Yeah.
As quick as they can get it. So,
You know, and listener, you probably have heard me say this before. It's not rocket science here. Every seller wants to sell for the most. Every buyer wants to buy for the least. You have a deal. You can come to an agreement when there's an overlap between those two. When the seller says, I will come to this price, and the buyer says, I will come to that price. And if you never overlap, you don't have a deal.
Right. One last thing I'd like to talk about is that when you price your home, don't price it for the specialty things that you put into your home to make it special to you. Everyone's going to appreciate these extras, the above counter lighting, the below counter lighting. They're going to appreciate the heat under the tile floors there, but you can't get your money back out of those. Typically speaking, you just have to price it according to the basic features of the home, and then let the market carry it up. If someone thinks, you know, if what you did is important to you, and wallpaper is a real easy thing to talk about like that. So we'll just use something broad like wallpaper. Someone pays $400 a single roll for wallpaper. Do you think that's going to add to the price of that house? Well, you can spend easily $7,000 or $8,000 to wallpaper one room, but that's not going to add $7,000 or $8,000 to your house. You can pay for a very smooth finish on the walls. Mm-hmm. You can pay for a great a specialty granite or something like that. You know, the surfaces. Special paint jobs that just cost a fortune. That's not going to add to the value of your house for most people. So you have to price it according, without taking into consideration those things.
I know the home that I purchased, that I live in, right before we bought it, they had redone all the flooring. It went from kind of tile, porcelain style tile, to wood floors.
And I'd seen that house, and it was beautiful tile.
It was beautiful tile.
Yeah.
And they spent several thousand to put in beautiful wood, which I appreciate the wood more with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you it didn't add to the price of the house.
It didn't add any price of the home. No.
I know. Well, sometimes it can kind of bring it to another level, but most of the time you get this specialty paint and you get this fancy light fixture and all this stuff that is not going to increase the price of your house. So don't try to recoup all the money you spent on specialty things because you like them, because somebody else might like them. They'll appreciate it, but they're not going to pay you any more money for it.
So let's talk about negotiations. What's happening in negotiations right now between sellers and buyers? Is there a lot of negotiation going on?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I just sold a house that we had, I think there were 40-some offers on this house. And we would go back with counteroffer, and someone wouldn't answer that counteroffer. Because folks are not as anxious to buy a house. They want to get exactly what they want if they're going to pay 7% interest on that money. And their house payment will be higher.
Yeah.
So the negotiations, I will tell you that the home warranties are coming back into the transaction pretty easily. And every now and then you'll see someone asking the seller to pay the buyer's closing cost.
Yeah, we're seeing that also. We're seeing that buyer or seller paying buyer's closing cost is coming in. I would roughly say probably about half the transactions are having that, somewhere around there.
Well, they ask for it.
They ask for it. Doesn't necessarily
I've not been negotiating closing cost so much.
We're seeing it. So thank you for being with us, listener, here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.
May a good day. May the Lord always watch over you. And may all of your hopes turn to wishes. And may all of your wishes come true.